Now, of course, it is all about the Sam Maguire tomorrow. Each end of the country will be descending on Croke Park. The bookies say that Kerry have the edge over Donegal. But if the Donegal players have been feasting on John Graham spinach, you just never know. John is a farmer, a vegetable farmer near Raphoe. And over the last few years, he has run an honesty box, a farm shop, and sold his vegetables in Letterkenny's farmer's market. And you can go and dig for your own dinner to fill a crate with vegetables. He also hosts long table dinners on his farm. Well, Dara McCullough dropped by to see why these are the hottest tickets in town, and he began with John digging potatoes for the feast.
How are the spuds this year, John?
Very good, actually.
Really? Yeah.
They're ready. I would say they're about a fortnight ahead of normal. You know,
that's just the heat, or
it's a combination of everything. There was enough of moisture here; we weren't suffering from drought.
And they're good and flowery, I suppose.
They're balls of flour. As we always say in a year, they're balls of flour.
No matter what they are, they're still balls of flour, right?
You'll see, you'll taste them tonight, you'll know.
Yeah, it'll be the test.
Yeah. So this evening we have the long table dinner on. So that was an idea we came up with last year. We can seat 32 people. Some of the restaurants that we supply, the chefs come out and each of them do a course. And so it's a six-course meal.
With your produce?
As much our produce as we can, and then all other like local artisan producers that we sell their produce in the shop, their stuff will be showcased as well.
So these carrots, for example, are they in the menu tonight?
They're on the menu tonight, as well as our own potatoes and our own garlic and our own sprouting broccoli. And we also have our own beef, which is the main course is our beef, and there's just some of our own pork as well.
Yeah. And of course, you're standing here talking to me nice and relaxed.
When you're setting up and all and going through all this stress, you'd be wondering, like, why did we agree to this again? But on the night, you'll see how much people enjoy it. People really love it. The tickets sell out in like a matter of minutes.
We better look lively and get this stuff back to the yard.
Chefs are all here, the customers are on. Paul Nunn.
Who's doing the first course?
Martin Anderson doing the soup.
No soup bowls this time.
There's Martin there, is it?
Welcome to Ballyhooly Farm. Yes.
Bit of madness going on here.
Hey, well, it's just great. The place full of chefs, place full of customers. Everything's great, fantastic, and the sun's out.
Tell me about the soup, because we're after digging spuds and carrots.
We make as much as we can using the local produce John has. We have a new potato, creamed leek, and Corvine Glen hickory smoked bacon soup. We're actually serving the soup, and there's a local bakery, Bell's Kitchen. We've actually got him to make extra large dinner rolls. We've hollowed out the rolls, and we're serving the soup in the roll with the lid on top.
Nice one. Saving the washing up.
Saving the washing up, because Peter Campbell Catering gives out to me about having to wash the soup bowls after him. Yeah, using everything local. That's the secret.
The chef in charge of the beef main course was Cathal Armstrong. Cathal, how's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We've got the meat under control here.
Yeah, I can. My mouth is salivating just looking at them. Yeah. I haven't even tasted anything yet.
Yeah, they're big Flintstone steaks.
Yeah, they're gorgeous looking. You know. How did you get involved in an event like this?
So I got connected with the Food Coast Donegal's great group of artisans, you know, cooking local food and focusing on the food scene in Donegal. And one of the farmers I was introduced to was John Graham, and he's right up my alley. I like that kind of food straight out of the ground, from the ground to the plate, as quick as you can. And yeah, he mentioned there was a long table. I said, well, put me in, that's my kind of scene. So
right.
Here we are.
It's possible to do high-end cuisine at the side of a farm shop?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you just have to pick the right menu for it, and you have to work around the equipment that you got. This guy, Peter, has this great charbroiler here that we're using to cook the ribeyes on. And then I got carrots from the farm and cauliflower from the farm. And, you know, I spent years living in an insane environment in the cauldron, and just happy to be in a little bit more of a relaxed environment. Cooking great food is a blast.
I'm guessing from your accent, you spent time in the States, but you're now back here in Donegal.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I moved from hell to paradise.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll let you keep at it there. Well done. As the evening got into gear, I met some of those lucky enough to have tickets.
we wanted to come for a long time, but we can never get tickets, so we feel honoured to be able to get tickets tonight. There we go.
They're like Oasis tickets. You have to queue and be ready to hit,
exactly.
Click.
Glastonbury wouldn't have a patch in this, no. So there you go.
My favourite dish was definitely from the Lemon Tree, the beetroot with the beetroot ice cream. It was so tasty, it was decadent, and it was lovely showcasing the beetroot, so it was gorgeous. Really enjoyed it.
Well, it's actually been on my mother's bucket list for quite a while, so as soon as she got access to the tickets, she bought 4 tickets, and so it's great fun meeting new people. What's not to love? The drink on offer between the distillery and the local wine shop has just been fantastic.
Dara McCullough with John Graham there, ballyholyfarmshop.com. That's the farm near Rafoe in County Donegal.